is going on, y'all? Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. Oh man, I'm so happy to be back with you guys. Truly, as you guys may or may not know, have not noticed, I took last month off for a few different reasons. You know, had to take care of some matters of the family. In addition to that, I just needed a break mentally and just a time of reflection, of reassessing and figuring out what it is that I want for real. You know, sometimes we do need to take those breaks in life to truly identify and acknowledge who we are, what we want, and why we want it. And I think I was caught up in this cycle where the why part, I wasn't sure on a lot of things. And it's not that I'm unsure about what I wanted per se, but the ins and outs were a little bit unclear. So needed to take some time to do that. In that time off, since my last episode, I celebrated my birthday as well, which came with a lot of deep reflections, deep realizations. And as I mentioned, I was dealing with some family stuff, which took me back to Florida for a bit. And that also came with a lot of reflection and realizations. A lot of things that I needed that I didn't know I needed. And this one thing that I'm noticing is when you take the opportunity to spend time with yourself and to trust your intuition, sometimes you get answers to questions that you didn't even know you had. And I'm getting a lot of that, where I'm receiving these confirmations and these answers, and I'm still not fully sure of the question, but I know a question was answered. I don't know how to explain it. It's a feeling. But all that to say that I'm so happy to be back. I needed this time away. I needed this break. Not necessarily just from the podcast, but also, yes, from the podcast. Because I love this thing. I really do. And I love what it was. I love what it was becoming. And I felt like I was getting to a point where I was overwhelming myself with unrealistic expectations. And I am here to say that I want this thing to be with no expectations. I don't know what's to come. I know what I would love this to become, but I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to create it, but I want to have fun along the way, and I want to keep this as raw and real as possible. And I think I was getting to a point where I was so deep in the, I need to do more, I got to do better, I got to do this, I got to do that, and, you know, I'm constantly working on myself. I'm constantly learning about myself. And that's something that I talk about a lot, where sometimes you have to take a step back from situations. And I had to remember why I even started this thing. And it was just to have conversations. It was to almost treat this as an audio journal to an extent as well, but also just to have a creative release in a sense. And I needed to step back from a lot of things. You know, I took a break, honestly, a long-term break from social media, took some time away from that, and now I'm back, but on a modified schedule, if you will. I'm only downloading it once a week, you know, to answer messages and connect with people, but I'm really focusing on that connection outside of the internet. I think there's so many beautiful things that have come from the usage of social media, but I think it's also been a challenge in a lot of ways in believing in myself. And in this time away, in that break that I took, I actually was able, fortunate enough to partake in a retreat with some of my friends. The theme of the retreat was disconnect to reconnect. And I wanted to touch on it briefly because I actually am still processing a lot of the stuff that has been revealed to me within this past month, but disconnect to reconnect. One of the biggest takeaways that I took is that we are so connected in this faux world online that we miss out on life right in front of us. The beauty of life right in front of us. We miss out on the stories, on the experiences, on the moments, because everything has to be curated to the nines, or else it's not even worth doing, or at least that's what they tell us. And that is so wrong, because you tend to play this game with yourself, and you don't even realize you're playing it. It's subconscious, where you can't go to this place until you check the reviews, and you can't do this unless the fit is right, and you can't do this unless this. And it's like, I mean, all that stuff is cool if it's a you thing, but the thing about it is that it's not a you thing a lot of times. It's what they have told us that it has to be in order to look a certain way. But what about just doing stuff for the sake of doing it? Being able to come up with your own story, with your own experience. There's something to that. Because it's almost like we forget that we're all individuals and we all like different things and we all have different perspectives that shape who we are as a person. And that is what is the beauty of us as human beings. We get to be here as ourselves and we get to interact as ourselves with each other. So, nah. Whatever Julie said on the reviews, even if she said it's bad, 10 people could have said it's bad. You could be the one person that said it's good. And that's just reviews. But I'm talking about even just connecting with people. Get to know people. Connect with them on a real human level. You don't have to have this perfectly curated friendship. And I think that's why a lot of us, we're in the midst. I read this thing that said that we're in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. And that's one of the most heartbreaking things I could have read, because arguably this is the most populated time ever. And when we look at social media, like, so many of us have thousands of quote unquote friends and followers. So why do we feel so lonely? And it's because it's not real. We have all these people that we see every day online that we connect with, quote unquote connect with, very superficial connection online. And there's more to connection than just liking a post or liking a story or sending a message or whatever. That's not real connection. We get the dopamine hit as if it were a real connection, but it's not. Connecting is having conversation, is getting to know someone, is giving people the time of day, is smiling, is laughing, it's having those candid, genuine conversations about anything. And a lot of us are missing out on that. And in this time away, I've taken the time, and I alluded to it before I took this time off, that I would be more intentional about just having those human interactions. And I have been more intentional about it. There's a coffee shop up the street from me that I frequent. And I've taken the time to get to know everybody there and to just create and build a relationship with these people. I don't want anything from them. I just want to talk to them. I just want to hang out with them. And guess what? I'm learning that we're all a lot alike, even though we're all very different on paper. And that's one of the coolest things, because in a weird way, I reverted back to a younger me. That was the coolest part of elementary school, middle school, of just primary schools, you know, the school experience, is that you get to be surrounded by all these people. And everybody's so different. Everybody has a different upbringing. Everybody has different interests. Everybody has just different things about them. They're individuals. They're humans. They have their own things. And yet when you got to hang out with them and go play with them and be in class with them, you learned how similar you guys really were. And that was so cool, because you got exposed to so many different people and so many different things. And as we get older, we get away from that because we start to learn what we quote unquote like, or we kind of, you know, get bunched into these groups and these modalities and these mindsets and these things that end up tunneling the people that we allow ourselves to connect with. And part of the beauty of the human experience is the fact that everybody is different, and we get to learn from these people. We get to gain new perspective. It's almost like we have gotten to a place where we fear new perspective. And that's the best part of being here. I want to meet people that are different. I want to have connection with people that are different. I don't know everything. I don't know much. I know what I like. At least I'm learning what I like every day and I'm open to it. But I don't know everything, and I'm not closed off to experience. So I think we need to get out more. We need to connect more. We need to give ourselves a chance to just be more. Life is so beautiful, and it's more beautiful when you get to see this part of it, when you get to see the not knowing part of it. In this time, and this is something I'm still reflecting on, and it's still developing in real time. But I don't know what it means to find your purpose. I really don't know what that means. I think it's a phrase that is used a lot, and you know, and I guess people look at it as like, you found your reason to be, your reason to exist. I don't know if it's that deep what I found, but I did find something in this time away. And like I said, I am still processing it and trying to figure out what exactly it is and what it means to me. But it feels dang good. And it feels like I figured something out. And one of the biggest things that I figured out that I can share thus far is that I have created these limitations around myself that I didn't even know were limitations per se. I put all these blockers and guidelines and rules that I have to follow to do X, Y, and Z, but with being intentional about experiencing life as life is, I realize how goofy that is. I don't have another word, but it's goofy to do that. How? Why am I setting all these guardrails and all these things for my life when I haven't lived this life? It's my first time here, y'all. It's my first time here. So how am I setting up all these guidelines and these rules for myself? I've never been here. And so long as I'm not harming myself or anyone around me, what are those rules and guidelines for? We were told that, okay, you go to school, you get a job, you do this, and that's it, and that's set your sights on that, and you got to stay on this trajectory and all this. How antiquated is that? It's unrealistic. I can't tell you what I wanted to be in eighth grade, but I can tell you that if you would have made me stay in that, I would have been a very unhappy camper. Because things change, people evolve, and some people evolve more than others, and that's cool. But I don't think anyone should ever limit themselves from living and experiencing their interests and their passions and their things. Granted, there are things we have to keep in mind, right? Like, there are things that we have to do that we can't just not do. Like, you can't just not pay rent. You can't just not pay your bills. So, yeah, you gotta work and do that kind of stuff. And maybe the stuff that you are interested in, you're not doing it for the sake of making money from it. And that's also cool. Not everything gotta be a side hustle. It's okay to just have hobbies that you just have that you don't monetize for fun. It's okay to do stuff for fun. Is it a sin to have an escape that you enjoy in this life? And I don't even want to call it an escape, but something that you enjoy. No. Why are we so fixated on this hustle culture and making everything monetizable and figuring out a system to make money? Guess what? If you ever so choose to monetize everything you do, it'll come with ease. Granted, yeah, you know, you want to get into, I know somebody out here that knows more about business and marketing and all that stuff than I do is rolling their eyes. And I would be rolling my eyes too if I knew a lot about this stuff, but I don't. So to me, I'm very simple brained. And I think that's one of my superpowers. And I say simple brain, like, it don't mean I'm smooth brained now, but I am simple minded, where I look at everything in life from a place of simplicity. I was just having this conversation with one of my nephews last night where everything is simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And we conflate simplicity with ease. And that's not correct. But everything in life is simple in nature. The level of difficulty varies. That's all. So to me, I look at things like, if for any reason you do ever want to monetize and do that thing, you can. It's simple. It may not be easy, but it is simple. You can figure it out if you really want to. And that approach in life has saved me a lot of headaches. Once I finally embody that, I'm like, oh, cool. I can actually do everything. But just know that some things take more time than others and some things take more energy than others. So that's when you take a step back and are like, do I actually want to invest my time and energy into this? If the answer is yes, then cool. Understand it's going to take time. But if the answer is no, then it's no. That's fine. And you can do it at whatever level you want to do it. So I say that all to say, like, it's okay to do stuff for funsies. We don't have to do everything and make bread from it. Because then what if you don't? Now you're pissed because you're not making money from this thing. And it's something that you truly love. And now you can't do it because it's taking too much time. And you know what? You could have a 9-to-5 and then be a recreational, like, rapper on the side, or a DJ, or, you know, throw pottery, throw pots, whatever. Like, you could do that stuff. Not, like, throw them, like, but throw them, you know? Like, on the wheel. For those of you that aren't pottery people, that's what it's called. Anyways, but you can do stuff. You can sew. You can do whatever you want for fun. Not everything has to. You don't have to become an influencer. You don't got to be. Just do stuff for you. And you only. That's another thing. You don't got to tell everybody about what you're doing. You can literally do stuff for fun. I've been a bedroom DJ for like 2 years on and off. For me. And me only. And it's fun. And I enjoy it. So it's like, why not do that, you know? Who knows what's to come from it? I don't know. But I know I enjoy what I do. Anyways, it's a lot of thoughts going on, a lot of things brewing. I told myself I was going to keep this episode short, but I have so much to say, guys. I've been gone for a month, but I'll keep it for next week. But I just want to let y'all know we back. We back and we back for the foreseeable future, obviously. I still have stuff that I'm handling, and, you know, my mental health is doing well right now. It's a lot better than it was a month ago, you know, but I'm also giving myself the space to take a step back if need be, because I'm not doing this for nobody but me. And I'm just happy that you guys are here to listen. Thank you guys so much for all of the ones that have been reaching out. I'm not giving up on this. I just needed some time, you know, and I wanted also to figure out what I wanted to do with this thing, because I do want to interact more. I do want to have more conversations. And so, you know, even though the Q's and A's. Even though those were great when they happened and you guys were great at submitting stuff, I wanted to be a little bit more interactive. So right now what I'm figuring out is how to implement a, like, voicemail service so I can answer your questions live on the episode. I feel like that'd be really fun. So I'm working that out. Let me know what you guys think about that, though. If you hear this episode, shoot me a text, DM, whatever. But let me know what you think about that. I think that would be a really cool feature, just to hear things in real time, react in real time, and have these conversations with y'all. I also want to do guests. Now, it's going to be a little bit different, because I'm going to do people that I enjoy talking to. Maybe in the future, it'll be like bigger names that I'm interested in. But as of right now, it's just going to be people around me that I enjoy talking to. And I think that's going to be cool. It's going to be cool to have conversations with friends that I already have, but to bring you guys into that world as well, because I think there's a lot of good stuff that come from some of those conversations. And I would really enjoy sharing those with you guys. And yeah, I'm excited to continue doing this, to continue using this as a way of creative expression with very low, like a low bar, in the sense of, like, I don't know what I'm doing, y'all. I don't know what I'm doing with anything in my life. But that is so liberating. Because for once, I feel so, in this, being in the space of little control, I feel so liberated, but also in control. I don't know how to quite explain it, but I'm controlling the things that I can control, which is me, my person, what I consume, who I'm around, the things that I listen to, etc., which has helped my mind, my body, my spirit to feel in such a groove, and has allowed me to show up in spaces the way I'm meant to show up in spaces. But I also have released control of anything that is not in my control. You know, my job, people around me, family, etc. I can't control those things, but I know how I can show up, and I will do everything in my power to show up how I can show up. So it's been a ride, guys. I really do love each and every one of you, and I appreciate each and every one of you, and I'm happy to be back if you can't hear it in my voice. We're going to keep growing this thing. Life is beautiful, guys. Please don't ever forget that. Life is so beautiful. Even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment. But take a step back to assess your life without comparing it to what you see on social media, without comparing it to the life of someone else. But take a moment of gratitude and just look around at things that you do have. Your family, your friends, your job, food in the fridge, running water, you know, peace. peace, so many things to be grateful for in this life that make life worth living that may not be societally acknowledged often, but are the true wealth of life. And yeah, you guys are incredible, man. I'm happy to be here. Just in life, dog. I'm happy to be here, like, present. I appreciate you all. I love each and every one of you. And as always, be a little better every day. Thank you, guys.